Game Night with Matt Perrault continues now on SB Nation Radio. Sitting in for Matt Perrault, here's Joe Spano.
Well, as they say in the radio business, I'm hot. That means my mic is on. But the realities are I'm hot because I'm in a rotten mood, because I'm a Giant fan, and, well, they've done it again. They certainly botched this one, the end of the Eli Manning era. And there's a chance I won't be a Giant fan come next season. But somebody that always loves the Giants, has covered them for years, he's Ed Valentine. He's the editor of Big Blue View, and he joins us now here on Game Night. Ed, welcome to the program. Great to talk to you again.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
You know, I guess the place to start is, why on God's green earth is Eli Manning no longer the starting quarterback for the New York Giants?
Well, I really wish I knew the answer to that. I mean, you know, I guess you can make an argument that there are football reasons. And, you know, John Mara said today, well, we really want to look at these younger quarterbacks and all of that. But, you know, I get all of that. But the problem is that the way this has happened is you slapped a great, you know, a great icon of the franchise. You slapped him in the face.
They handled this horribly, and I guess, you know, you answered the question. You said, I don't really know, but they claim to want to look at these younger quarterbacks. Well, haven't we already looked at Geno Smith? We kind of know what Geno Smith is. We know he's not the answer to the question. So if you're going to bench Eli because the season is lost, why am I not immediately looking at Davis Webb?
Well, you know, we're kind of circling around here a little bit, but what you said a minute ago was, you know, that they really botched the way that they did this. If they were going to do this, there's only one logical explanation and only one real reason to do it, and that's to figure out what Davis Webb is. And I think, you know, you get past the anger a little bit, and I think at 2-9 and with Eli, he'll be 37 next year. You kind of have to be okay with them saying, you know, we do have to plan for our future. But the problem with the Giants is all year, maybe even longer than this year, you know, they've been a dysfunctional mess. And the way that they handled this whole situation, you know, is dysfunctional again. If you're going to do this, it's inexcusable not to have Davis Webb ready to play. I mean, Ben McAdoo admitted this week, even after we found out that, you know, he and Jerry Reese have been talking about the possibility of this for weeks, that all Davis Webb has done, even this week, is take maybe half of the scout team reps every day. He's done nothing. You know, so they've done nothing really to prepare him to play in an actual game. And yet here they are, you know, taking the job away from Eli Manning. So I don't understand the purpose. And the planning obviously wasn't very good either.
Well, they've made it clear they believe, which should tell you all you need to know about their ability to evaluate talent, that Geno Smith behind center is going to give this team a better chance to win than Eli Manning. Can they possibly believe that? Or with Davis Webb, you know, you've now told me, Davis Webb is not ready to play, so you can't put him behind center because he'll get himself killed behind that offensive line. So why don't the Giants just admit that they're not ready to look at Davis Webb because they botched grooming him? Why don't they just admit they're tanking the season because they want to make sure they're picking in the top three of the NFL draft? Trying to pass along to us and treat us like fools, and the notion that Geno Smith's a better quarterback in any form than Eli Manning is laughable.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's no way they can pass that one off, and they're not going to tell us that they're tanking. And the reality of it is,
well, you know as well, you know, as I do, there's a way to say it without saying it,
sure,
as opposed to what they're saying now.
The reality of that is they don't have to try, because they're bad. They're 2-9. All of the teams they're playing the rest of the year are better than they are. You know, so So they're not going to win very many games, regardless of what they do at this point. You know, I guess my whole my big issue with the whole thing is just the way that they've handled it. They obviously didn't prepare well to do this. They sort of sprung it on Eli at, you know, the night before they made the announcement. They sprung it on him, and they could have done this in a much better fashion. And I think that's the biggest issue, is they just could have handled this whole situation better.
Yeah, and even John Mara's apology and regret, you know, in his statements today, he said, yeah, we were doing all this, and I wish I could have been around. Well, you were the one that initiated a conversation, and again, I don't really like, and I've talked about this, I don't need my owner and personnel decisions, but that said, you initiated a discussion with Ben McAdoo and Jerry Reese about maybe we should look at some of our other options. So eventually, if you're going to pull the trigger on this, wouldn't you do it on a day when John Mara's around and kind of formulate a logical plan in how to handle this with the class and grace that the Giants always portray themselves to have?
You know, that actually, that's another good point, because I think that, you know, initially there was the question of, well, did ownership sign off on this? And John Mara said today that they not only signed off on it, but basically, you know, that he initiated it. And when you think about it, I'm of the belief that Ben McAdoo has never been a big Eli Manning fan. When you look at some of the things over the past year or two that McAdoo has said about Manning, he basically takes every opportunity that he can to criticize something that Eli has done, you know, whether it's a bad throw, whether it's his footwork, whether it's, you know, not calling a timeout when one should be called, whatever. I'm not sure that McAdoo, you know, has seen Eli as the guy that he really wanted anyway. And of course, when John Mara opened that box and opened the door for him to move on from Eli, of course McAdoo was going to jump through that, you know, and take that opportunity. But, you know, when I think about it, with 14 years under his belt, you know, with what he's meant to the Mara family and to the organization, shouldn't that meeting that Mara and Manning had this morning, shouldn't that have happened before this was announced? Shouldn't maybe the news and the explanation of why they were doing it have come from the owner instead of maybe not from a coach has five games left in his career? That's to me another example of how this was mishandled.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Ed. I think you make great points all the way around. And the realities are, Ben McAdoo didn't want Eli as his quarterback. Well, he'll get his way for five games, but Eli going to be moving on somewhere else, probably after June 1st because of the size of the cap savings. And Ben McAdoo's going to be moving on someplace else because he ain't going to be the head coach of the Giants for very long. Is there any chance, because I know the Giants love continuity, but based on his draft record and his free agent record outside of the 1 year where he had $50 million, they can't let Jerry Reese take another crack at this draft with a chance to probably be in the top two or three and have a chance to actually shift the fortunes of this franchise? They've got to go in another direction, don't they?
Well, you would like to think so. But
I would. Are you telling me that Jerry Reese is going to be back?
Well, again, when you go back to 2014, and they removed Tom Coughlin from the job in 2014, and when they did it, they frankly admitted that the reason that they were bad was because of the personnel that they had and not because of the head coach. And yet they removed the head coach and kept the person who was choosing the players. So I right now don't know what to think. I think that the Giants have opened the door, you know, with the whole Eli Manning situation, And, you know, with Ben McAdoo's situation and with 5 out of 6 years now missing the playoffs, you're in the right spot to clean house, to start over, to go outside the organization and get some new voices, you know, and some new ideas on choosing players and how to go about this. But I just don't know if the Mara and Tisch families have the stomach for it.
Well, and you know what? If they keep Jerry Reese, I'm out. And I mean, I'm out. I'll fold. Eli Manning heads to Jacksonville, and I'll be a Jaguars fan because I can't take this. I really can't. It's a joke.
I hear you. I think a lot of Giants fans are going to go with you. And I mean, my take for a long time now has been, you know, you look at 5 out of 6 years, you know, missing the playoffs. 4 of those years will be losing seasons. The only person left that hasn't been swept out, the only person left is the guy choosing the player.
Yeah, and so he couldn't pick ice cream. Point, he couldn't pick the difference between ice cream and horse manure. He's clueless.
At some point, the blame has to land on his desk, and at some point, you have to be able to do something about that if you want to get out of this cycle.
Yeah. Well, they're the always classy New York football Giants, and I say that with all sarcasm because there are, you know, I've been a huge Giant fan, and this is how we'll wrap this up, but boy, they are a sanctimonious organization who always come off a little holier than thou and as though they're better than everybody else. The realities are they're just like everybody else, and a lot of times they look more like the Cincinnati Bengals from the time that Boomer Esiason left till Carson Palmer got there than they do the New England Patriots or any real capable NFL team. That's really all I got, Ed. I don't know if you agree or not as we part company here.
The only thing up.
You there?
The road. Oh. Yeah, I'm still here. I mean, one of the things that I wrote the other day, I think, you know, I've written so much the last 2 days about Eli and this whole situation, is I don't really recognize what this franchise has become. And that's to me, that's a sad thing.
Maybe they dug up Wellington Mara and he's GMing with a Street and Smith's college football guide all over again, like the mid-70s.
Oh, my.
Yeah, Ed, I'm frustrated, but I'm an honest Giant fan, so I'm telling you the way it is. Ed, thanks so much. This was great insight, my friend. Let's do it again soon, hopefully they pick Lamar Jackson.
All right, thanks for having me on. Take care.
My pleasure. Bye-bye. Ed Valentine, editor, Big Blue View. Me and him mixing it up, talking Giants. Matt Harrible, join us next. I want to get his take on the latest in the Eli Manning saga. That's next here on Game Night on SB Nation Radio. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.